Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 78 for Monday, September 28th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished slightly weaker Monday following losses in the U.S. soy complex. Canola was down $2 to $3 with the nearby November contract down $2.40 at $473.90 per ton. Decent weather over the weekend enabled good harvesting progress to be made across much of Western Canada, and so far yields have been better than expected. However, the Canadian dollar was weaker compared to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola more attractive on the international market. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were stronger, which limited the losses, and the technical bias is pointing to the upside. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were down 10 to 12 cents, with the November contract down 12 at $8.76 per bushel. Yields in the U.S. Midwest have been better than expected, and that weighed down prices. Good weather has also enabled growers to make rapid harvest progress. The USDA is expected to raise its estimate for this year's crop in their next report. On the flip side, private exporters booked sales of 250,000 soybeans, which showed demand is there. That number does not include China's two-year, $5.3 billion deal, which was announced last week. Corn was 4 cents lower, with the most active May contract sitting at $3.73 per bushel. Farmers continue to make rapid progress in harvesting the U.S. Corn Belt, thanks to favorable weather. Traders also squared positions ahead of Wednesday's USDA report. That report is expected to show large inventories of U.S. corn on hand. India continues to import large volumes of Brazilian corn and has indicated more purchases from Brazil are on the way. Wheat was lower, down 3 to 4 cents. The most frequently traded November contract came in at $5.05 a bushel. There are expectations the USDA will increase its forecast for the amount of wheat stored on U.S. farms to 14% higher than a year ago. On a technical level, wheat prices were underpinned by the psychologically important mark of $5 a bushel. On the other side of the coin, a Russian-based analyst says reports of dry conditions threatening crops in Ukraine and Russia are slightly overblown. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, September 28th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.